When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. Later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by the Outrunners, one of the hottest new tag teams in all elite wrestling. If you're not familiar with AEW, it's kind of like the first major competitor to WWE in a long, long time. And they have programs on TNT, TBS. They just signed a new deal, I believe, or are working on a new deal with Warner Brothers. And so this is, you know, it's still number two when it comes to the pro wrestling hierarchy, but they're building a huge fan base for themselves, and they've got a lot of great local talent that have been involved. In fact, our 8 o'clock hour guest, Teddy Goods, has wrestled for AEW in addition to WWE. But the Outrunners are one of the most fun tag teams out there today. They're a throwback to the 80s. They look like they're from the 80s. They dress like they're the 80s. And they call themselves the youngest men alive. But nobody knows exactly how old they are. So we're going to see if we can try to find out how old they are when we talk to Turbo and Truth a little bit later on. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be talking about their event tomorrow night in Springfield. The AEW Collision and Rampage event there. So... also, we've been talking about this sale of Kings Plaza. $14.2 million for the plaza that houses Savers and Job Lot and the trampoline park. Was it Funzy? I don't know. But that has been sold for $14.2 million. That announcement coming just a day after Mayor Mitchell put out a release regarding the creation of these transit-oriented development districts around the train station, taking these kind of neglected properties and reimagining them as new combination retail, housing, restaurant, all kinds of new things that will be appealing around the train station. So I'm sure that's what we can plan on coming to that area. There's also another story today to make you aware of. Phil's been mentioning it in the news, that being that a rabid raccoon, a raccoon in Brooklyn Park had tested, was it Brooklyn or Buttonwood? I'm going to look real fast. Buttonwood, okay. So the Buttonwood raccoon tested positive for rabies. And listen, Gilly Safiolas calls the radio station and says, you know, he always criticizes the police chief and says, the guy just got a raise and he can't even, you know, stand in front of the media and talk about things. Well, Manny Maciel, the animal control officer, he got a raise as well. But he's been all over Channel 12 this morning on my screen. So he is standing in front of the media and talking about this situation. So the idea here, though, is, you know, you need to be safe when it comes to rabies, because this is the second rabies story we've brought to you this week. Because last weekend, a woman in Dartmouth was attacked by a coyote just going out checking her mail. And a coyote comes out of broad daylight. Coyote comes out of nowhere, bites her, latches onto her arm, and now she's undergoing these horrific series of rabies shots that anybody who's gone through them, they never want to have to go through them again. They're painful. And you really don't want your pets to contract rabies, because there's no coming back from it. if your pet becomes rabid, they have to put your pet down. So if you put your pet outside, make sure that you're being careful with them. I just assume that most wild animals that I see, if I see them, that they're rabid. Because generally, wild animals don't just approach you. I mean, sure, you know, squirrels and things like that. Yeah, you're going to be able to train them to come and eat peanuts out of your hand. And maybe if you, you know, feed deer regularly, they become used to you and they don't run when they see you. But most of the time, if I see a wild animal, I'm just assuming for it to let me see it, it's not thinking rationally, which means it's probably rabid. It's just a horrific disease for the animal to go through. But they are extremely aggressive. It's funny because they can be both lethargic and aggressive at the same time. And it can happen just like that. So you might see, oh, looks like this raccoon is hurt. Let me go see what's going on. Hey, little guy. So that's a dramatic reenactment, we call that. So just be aware of that and be careful. And there's some tips in the story at WBSM.com and on the app about, you know, what to look for and where you can bring your pet to have them vaccinated against rabies. A lot of people make the mistake of thinking, well, my dog only goes outside on a leash with me, so my dog doesn't need to be vaccinated against rabies. But what happens if you're out there walking your dog and a coyote comes out of nowhere like it did to that woman in Dartmouth? So you don't know what's going to happen. So it's better to be safe than sorry. It's a $15 shot. I know, you know, Phil had mentioned that they're going to have a clinic coming up in November where you can be vaccinated. And I believe the vaccinations last 2 years. My dog was vaccinated every 2 years. That might have to do with her size. I don't know. She was about 40, 45 pounds. But the vaccinations are cheap. If you don't go to the clinic and get it for $15, they usually can do it for you at Petco, PetSmart. Local pet stores can usually do it as well, you know, independent pet stores. Also, many vets can give you one anytime you need it. Not you. They'll give it to your pet. If you need one, you know, I don't think you should get it from the vet. But then the pet stores, Petco, PetSmart, they even do in-store clinics. So pay attention to their websites and the signs in the window because they'll do in-store clinics. The first time I took Ruby to be vaccinated, well, the first time she was vaccinated when we got her. But then the next time I had to bring her to get the shots up to date, I went to one of those in-store clinics because she loved other dogs. She loved being around other dogs. I was like, oh, this'll be a nice treat for her. And she was so terrified of the actual shot experience that then after that, I had a wonderful vet that would come to the house and just do it in the home so the dog didn't even need to get nervous. She still did because she was afraid of everything, but still. But it's worth the $15 for the peace of mind to know that your pet is safe. Because again, it doesn't matter if you let them out roaming free or let them out in the yard with, you know, electronic fence or whatever it may be. It could just be you walking outside with the dog on the leash to put them in the car to bring them to the groomer when the coyote comes out of nowhere and attacks your dog. So don't take the chance. For $15, have that peace of mind. Because it's going to be a lot more heartbreaking than if you have to end up putting your pet down because they were attacked. There's also a couple of other stories I want to bring to your attention this morning. There was a sailor who had to be rescued off of Sagamore Beach yesterday after a Mayday call. He was out in his sailboat and experienced a medical emergency. Now, the details don't exactly tell us what this medical emergency was, but it happened at around 4:15 yesterday, a distress call from a sailboat located about 200 yards offshore. The sailor issued a Mayday on a marine frequency. And then emergency responders from Bourne quickly responded to the scene, but called for assistance due to the high, the wind and the rough seas and the vessel's distance from the shore. So the Sandwich Fire Department's Marine Unit, a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer patrol boat, and a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter all joined in the rescue efforts. They were able to get the sailboat and the sailor to safety and then brought the person to the hospital. But there's no details on his injuries or what it was all about. But there is an investigation underway, including finding out why that boat was anchored off Sagamore Beach to begin with. And then another story that comes out of Frankfort, Kentucky, which is funny because I had just mentioned yesterday when we had Gary Washburn on, I had mentioned that when Ricky Davis was up for Sixth Man of the Year during his time with the Boston Celtics, I reached out to Frank Ramsey, the original Sixth Man, to write a story about, you know, not only him, but what he thinks about Ricky Davis and Ricky's chances and all that, kind of bridge one era of the Celtics to the next. And I, on a whim, just called the bank that he worked at because he had gone on to become a bank president. So on a whim, I just called the bank. Frank Ramsey gets on the phone with me and talked to me for quite a while. And that was in Frankfort, Kentucky. But anyway, a judge in rural Kentucky was shot and killed in his courthouse chambers Thursday, and the local sheriff was charged with murder in the slaying. Preliminary investigation, this is an AP story, by the way, preliminary investigation indicates Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins shot District Judge Kevin Mullins multiple times following an argument inside the courthouse, according to Kentucky State Police. Mullins, who held the judgeship for 15 years, died at the scene, and Steins surrendered without incident. So they're investigating what happened and trying to figure out what would have led to this shooting. Meanwhile, the courthouse has been closed. Mullins was hit multiple times in the shooting, and Steins was charged with one count of first-degree murder. And Governor Andy Beshear put out a statement, "There is far too much violence in this world, and I pray there is a path to a better tomorrow." But still, what a strange situation. A shocking situation, and I'm sure there will be some answers that come about, but if you're a sheriff and you're responsible for enforcing the law, how do you break the law like that so brazenly? So we'll try to keep an eye on that and see if any more details emerge on that story, but It was a shocking thing to read this morning. And we talked a little bit about the Patriots and Drake May's regular season NFL debut, which didn't exactly shine. But then again, you know, what can you do at that point? You're down 24-3. There's only a little bit of time left on the clock. But Jacoby Brissett did not look good in that game all night. The defense exposed the Patriots offense that had been working for them the last couple of weeks. It didn't help that Ramondre Stevenson got hurt. But they asked Gerard Mayo about it after and said, you know, well, you put Drake May in for Jacoby. Is this just getting him some time? Or is this, you know, are you going to replace Jacoby? And Mayo said, "I don't know. We talk every single week that you're competing for a job. We'll get together as a coaching staff and we'll see where it goes." And then Brissett said, "You know, I don't make personnel decisions. My job is just to go out there and get ready to play." And then he said, "I'm not going to overreact to something I didn't hear. He told me he was going in. I'm not going to argue." So it'll be interesting. They've got time now. They got an extra couple of days off because of this Thursday game. So it'll be interesting to see. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Yeah. You know, I was watching that game. I had to turn it off because it just made me sick to my stomach that the defense was, they gave the receivers too much of a buffet. That's all. Aaron Rodgers, all he was doing was like throwing 10-yard passes, and they were not, you know, people were wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, I think anybody could have did that. And their defense was bum rushing us. And I know at least for the first half, Jacoby didn't have a chance.
Yeah, the offensive line got exposed after, you know, it looked like the line that we thought we were going to have in the preseason, or that we thought we'd see in the preseason, as opposed to, you know, the line that had held up pretty well in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it did. It was almost like a whole different line. I don't think that defense is that good. And they were throwing those alerts on them where they were just, you know, blitzing. And there was nobody covering them at all. They just had a free, you know, like they were playing against a practice squad or something. I don't know. But anyway, it is what it is. But what I want to say was that yesterday morning when you were talking about different guy was calling in and saying how if you in this, I don't want to, you know, I know you're not going to bash Barry or anything like that, so let me do the bashing. You could do the listening. But,
well, I don't want you to bash him either.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know, they say, you know, your radio station is for people with different views and different opinions. But that's not the case. You never get a chance to say anything other than when I call in the morning, which I don't that much. But I just want to say that. It's just disheartening when if you're on the opposite side and you're not agreeing with the same callers that call every single day, you know, you're the bad guy and, you're sniffing glue, you're crazy, you're a demo rat, and all these other things.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard Barry use that term.
Not him. They're callers use that term. Not Barry.
Well, you know? I mean, there's no need to name call if you disagree with somebody.
I know. It's really sick of them. He's like, see, the way I look at it is, if you disagree with, say, the Republican Party or a Democrat or vice versa, that's your opinion. You know, they're always preaching, you know, you have the right to vote to who you want to vote for and just that. But when you don't agree, you're back. There's a lot of things that when I argue with these Democrats, I mean, these Republicans, is that I agree with a lot of things that Donald Trump has done. And there's a lot of things I don't agree with. For the most part, I just don't like the man. I think he's bad for the country. But that's my opinion. And if, whatever they say, I go, yeah, you know, you're right about that. But you're wrong. I think you're wrong about this, et cetera, et cetera. And go about my way, you know. But it's, I don't know. I don't get the same vibe from it. And I just want to ask you a quick question. Did you hear anything about Bill O'Reilly going off on Donald Trump?
I did not, no.
I read this article yesterday, and it said that Bill O'Reilly was, you know, called him a lion, this and that, and it really went off. But sometimes, you know, you get those, you know, you read these things and they're not even true, you know?
No.
That's why I was asking it.
I'll have to see what I can find. I can tell you, you know, it certainly wasn't anything that was on the radio. I know that.
Yeah. I didn't hear him on the radio either. It was a news thing.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can find.
All right, Jim.
You have a good day.
You too.
All right, we are going to take a break here. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app, which hopefully you have downloaded. If you don't, you can get it free from your app store. It's brought to you by South Coast Towing, and it has all kinds of great features, including your ability to enter contests, such as our big contest that we have going on right now, Money Talks. We're going to have 10 codes throughout the course of the day, beginning at 8 a.m. and through the 5 p.m. hour. Every hour, you'll get a new code that you can go and enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app on the Money Talks page. And it's super easy to do. There's a box every hour for that code. So you can't put it in the wrong spot. They only open up that day's boxes each day, and you can only put it in that hour's code. And what else is really good about it, too, is you get a chance to have some free entries as well without even having to hear a code. Those every time you follow, like, do any of those things that are in those boxes there, that earns you another chance at winning the $30,000 grand prize. So why not take advantage of that? Check it out. Money Talks on WBSM. And when you hear those codes, remember, you don't have to race to go enter it in. So make sure you're waiting until you're safely on the side of the road or getting to where you're going. Don't try to text and drive by typing it in. And speaking of texting, another day yesterday with lots of people playing, lots of people entering, nobody sending them in via app chat. So I think everybody's got it down now. Very, very helpful. And this program, this whole contest is made possible by our friends at Mirasol's Cafe in both Dartmouth and in Fairhaven now. I've gone to Mirasol's twice since they opened, gone through the drive-thru, pre-ordered on the app, super easy. So download that Mirasol's app if you are going to be visiting. And then that way there, when you get to that drive-thru, it's all ready to go. All right, I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, we're going to be going into the news now. And on the other side of that, we should be joined by the Outrunners, Truth Magnum and Turbo Floyd. They're going to be talking with us about the big AEW event happening in Springfield tomorrow night. Tickets still available. And we'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. But right now, let's go to our own one-man tag team championship team, Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A hearing set on Trump's assassination attempts. More details on what happened to the ill-fated Titan submersible. And we won't string you along. It's a special day for a special snack.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A House task force will hold its first hearing next week on the Trump assassination attempts. Michael Kastner with the details.
The hearing set for next Thursday will focus on the Secret Service reliance on state and local law enforcement at Trump's July rally in Pennsylvania, where the former president was grazed by a bullet. The bipartisan task force will also look at the recent incident at Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach, Florida, where a gunman was found hiding in the bushes not far from where Trump was playing golf. The task force will submit its final report by mid-December. I'm Michael Kastner.
Former President Trump says that Israel, quote, has to defeat Kamala Harris while promising to reinstate his travel ban. Trump spoke Thursday at the Israeli-American Council's National Summit in Washington, D.C. He went on to add that the upcoming election is the, quote, most important election in the history of Israel. Meanwhile, the White House is calling for urgent diplomacy as Israel escalates its airstrikes against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The Israeli military carried out over 50 strikes in southern Lebanon late Thursday and said their jets destroyed hundreds of Hezbollah rocket launchers that were aimed at Israel. There were no reports of casualties. Polls show Vice President Harris and former President Trump deadlocked less than 7 weeks before the presidential election. According to a survey by the New York Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Siena College, both are tied at 47% among nearly 2,500 likely voters. The Postmaster General is rejecting claims that it won't be able to handle mail-in ballots.
The American public will become increasingly alarmed if there is ongoing dialogue that continues to question the reliability of the Postal Service for the upcoming elections. Let me be clear. The Postal Service is ready to deliver the nation's mail-in ballots.
Louis DeJoy was asked by a reporter Thursday about Donald Trump's claim that the Postal Service might misplace mail-in ballots ahead of the 2024 election. DeJoy said he has the same response for everyone who says they're not prepared for the election, and it's that they're wrong. In an interview last week, Trump said the Postal Service was claiming to be in, quote, really bad shape and was unable to deliver the mail. A witness says there was nothing unusual leading up to the ill-fated 2023 Oceangate expedition to the Titanic that killed all five people on board the Titan submersible. Renata Rojas was emotional during her testimony Thursday at the Coast Guard's hearing into the implosion of the experimental vessel.
They were just very happy to go. That's the memory I have. Nobody was really nervous. They were excited about what they're going to see. Make sure you have your camera.
Rojas had gone on a previous dive and was a volunteer assistant with a surface crew for the June 18th, 2023 dive. She said there was a loss of communication about 90 minutes into the dive, and there was concern the Titan still hadn't resurfaced more than 2 hours after the scheduled time. OceanGate founder Stockton Rush was among those killed. And today is a day for snackers. Bree Tennis with details on what you should reach for.
It's National String Cheese Day, the protein-packed, low-cal, pull-and-eat snack we've been eating since 1976, and it's all created by science. If you heat mozzarella cheese to 140 degrees, it stretches the length of the milk proteins, and that allows strips to be pulled off. The National Dairy Council says 96% of us peel to eat. But there's a movement online to call people who don't peel monsters. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots lost to the New York Jets 24-3 in Thursday night football. New England now last in the AFC East at 1-2, visiting the San Francisco 49ers in week 4. And the Red Sox have dropped 3 of their last 4 after falling to the Tampa Bay Rays 2-0 in their series finale in Florida. Boston looking to bounce back when it hosts the Minnesota Twins for a 3-game set starting tonight at Fenway Park.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We've got lots of clouds around today. We also have a chance of showers. It will be breezy at times and cool with a high near 68. Overnight tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, your low near 58. And for Saturday, look for lots of clouds with showers in the forecast, your high near 65. And fall begins on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies, chance of a morning shower, and a high of 68. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
So tomorrow night, All Elite Wrestling is coming to the MassMutual Center in Springfield. There are tickets still available at alleliterestling.com if you want to take part and enjoy the show in person. But joining us right now on the line, we have the most tanned, most jacked, and most vascular tag team on earth. We have the youngest men alive, Truth Magnum and Turbo Floyd, the Outrunners, joining us now on the program. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, sir. It's the hustle and the muscle, the speedboat dreamboats, the Bruce Lees of the jet skis, the youngest men alive, Truth Magnum, Turbo Floyd, the Outrunners.
Oh, that music got me real hyped up today. I'm ready to go. You can't see it, but the biceps are pumping.
So I've got to ask you, I know other interviewers have asked you this question, but the youngest men alive, just how old are you guys?
Old enough.
Okay. That's what I figured you would say. So this is going to be a huge event happening in Springfield tomorrow night. You guys are going to bring the party to, there's going to be a Collision and Rampage happening at the MassMutual Center. How pumped up are you guys to be in Springfield, Massachusetts, wrestling in front of some of the greatest fans on earth?
We're not only bringing the party, we're going to be bringing the pain, because tomorrow night the main event is a 10-man all-star tag team match. The Outrunners teaming up with their good pals FTR and Hook to take on 5 more guys that don't stand a chance. Mordos, the grizzled young veterans, Roderick Strong, and somebody else.
Man, you've had your trouble with some of those guys in recent months. What do you think is going to be the result tomorrow night? It sounds like pain is on the menu for those guys.
You said it. My prediction absolutely is going to be pain for that other side in this 10-man tag all-star match.
So you guys have had the chance to wrestle in some different organizations around, but what's it like being part of All Elite Wrestling and the movement that's going on with AEW?
We've been all over the planet we call Earth. We've wrestled in every promotion you can possibly think of, but one thing is for certain with AEW, All Elite Wrestling, it is. We're the best wrestle.
The greatest in the entire world. Let me tell you about it.
Well, and it's also a place where tag teams are allowed to flourish and do their things. And you guys, we like to say that you're a throwback to that real good tag team style of wrestling. What do you attribute to the chemistry that you have in the ring together?
Well, me and Turbo have known each other for, well, our entire lives. And as a matter of fact, Turbo, you want to tell them the story about how we met?
I would love to. It'd be my honor. So long story short, Truth Magnum and I met as children. We were diagnosed with OCD together. One cool dude. Doctor put us in the room together and she said, oh my God, I just thought of it. 2CD, two cool dudes. So that's how the chemistry got made. Us two cool dudes traveling the world, beating the absolute heck out of anybody that gets in our way.
And so now everybody's going to have the chance to come out and see you guys live. They've probably seen you on television, but talk to us about what the live experience is like when the Outrunners hit the ring. What's the feeling like in the arena?
Well, you felt it earlier when that music hit, didn't you? You felt that electricity. You felt just every inch of your body fill up with joy and a little bit of rage because the Outrunners were coming out there and we're going to wreak havoc, all right? So when that music pumps in that live atmosphere inside that arena, everybody in the whole world can feel it, but there's no better way to feel it than being there inside the building when that music pumps and the Outrunners come out and we're ready to rock and roll.
And when we said that you guys were coming on the show and we put out that announcement, so many people were hyped up. So many people were fired up. You got a lot of fans out here. So I think you're going to have a really warm reception in Springfield tomorrow night. People can still get tickets. They're available at AllEliteWrestling.com. And so again, tomorrow night, main event, just give everybody all the details one more time of what they can expect to see in that main event.
Nothing but fireworks, explosions, pain, the Outrunners teaming with FTR. And Hook against the Beast Mortos, the Grizzled Young Veterans, Roderick Strong, and a fifth man I can't even remember because I'm always thinking
Rouge,
about punching his
he's
face.
He's in for trouble.
Yeah, Rouge.
All
right. Give me some of that.
And of course, you know, when you come back around here, there's AEW is making it a point to be here in New England more often. So you're only going to develop more and more fans and win over all the people here. Looking forward to a great night, Saturday night. And thank you guys for joining us and for spreading the word. I've got to say, you are the absolute most tan, most jacked, and most vascular guest I've ever had on this program.
Thank you. And pal, if you haven't seen the Outrunners,
you haven't seen nothing yet.
All right. Thank you, guys. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
That is the Outrunners. Again, you can get those tickets at AEWWrestling.com, AllEliteWrestling.com, the AEW website. It's Springfield, Massachusetts, the Mass Mutual Center, and it's a great place for wrestling. It really is. And I know what you're saying. Oh, well, it's Springfield. It's a little bit of a ride. Well worth it. You get to see the Outrunners in person. And that's a lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you don't want to miss. So thank you to them for joining us this morning. Thank you, Outrunners, and thank you to AEW for making it happen. And hopefully we can talk more about AEW with some of their other stars in the future as well. But just give me the Outrunners every time they come around, man. That kind of energy, we need more of that here on the program every morning. All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back in just a few moments. And you ain't kidding, Madonna. Rain is coming down right now. If you are heading outside, you're going to need an umbrella. It's a little bit chillier today. You know, I got up this morning and I said, you know what? Today's the day I'm going to start wearing pants. And then I said, no, I don't think so. I think I'm going to stick with the shorts. So just make sure that, you know, you keep yourself from getting soaked out there because it's going to come down a lot harder a little bit later on. And we're going to have some colder, chillier, damper weather in the coming days. But that doesn't mean that you still shouldn't be thinking about going solar. Because I say it all the time, and it's true. I'm not just saying this. It's not just, you know, it's not just promotional. I really am seeing people posting on social media how much money they've saved by going solar. Probably because the rest of us are looking at huge electric bills from having the air conditioning running all summer. And now if you have electric heat, well, the seasons are going to turn. You're going to be running that all the time. So why not keep your bills as low as possible, and maybe even getting paid to go solar, right? You hear that all the time. Is it true? Well, the people who can answer that question are Isaacson Solar. They will give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions about going solar. They are the experts, and they are the ones who can answer those questions better than anybody. If you want them to come out to your home, they will take a look. They'll tell you if you're a good fit for solar. They'll answer all of your questions, and if you are a good fit, they will give you a free, no-obligation quote so you still have time to talk about it with your family and decide what's right for all of you. It's an investment that you are making to have a lifetime of savings. So all you got to do to set up the appointment and have them come out is go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Have them come out, take a look at your home, and answer all of your questions. Isaacson Solar is a local company that is here to stay, not just coming in, knocking on doors and leaving. As I always say, they'll never knock on your door. They only come to you if you ask them to come. And they will be your partner in going solar. So again, isaacsonsolar.com. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Staff here. How you doing?
Good. I just want to thank you for giving me the little plug.
I thought you would like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at least Michelle, I hope I pronounce his name right. Michelle, how do you pronounce his name?
Manny Maceo.
Manny, I'll just use Manny. At least he's got, you know, the cojones to come and worry about the people in New Bedford and talk to you people. You have a chief of police that doesn't even return phone calls to reporters and has been hiding out in Westport. He should be able to talk, and he said it himself. He's not a speaker. You know what I mean? Now, real quick to the point of, with my case in City Hall, he still can file the charges as a chief of police because he witnesses. And they have it on video. Like the mayor said, cameras don't lie. He can go to court and charge Linda Morehead, and he's going to be the witness. They have to listen because they tell me I can't do it anymore because I need new evidence. Who is better than evidence and having the chief of police that lives in Westport and hiding? He's got a raise of over $200,000 and is afraid to talk to the people in the Bedford that he represents. I just find that kind of so. I don't understand where the mayor's coming from because he ain't doing his job either. I want to know what's going to happen when the cameras at the police officers, is the chief going to use it against the officers?
Well,
he's got to come out and talk, Tim. He's got to come out and talk.
Yeah, they're still educating everybody on what that new policy is going to be. But the cameras are out there. They're starting to deploy them, so... We'll see if we can get the chief to come on and talk about that.
Well, let me add, yesterday you had a gentleman that called in about Kamala doesn't need, you know, the Teamsters and all that stuff because he's got Swift and all the.
Oh yeah, he was being facetious though.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask a question. Another thing, she's got a lot of followers. A majority of her followers are under the age of 18, probably 8-10 years old. They cannot vote.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I mean, she certainly does have a fan base of that age group. But, I mean, I know people who are grown adults my age that are huge Taylor Swift fans. I think she has a lot of fans of voting age.
Oh, no, I understand that. But the way the guy may want to say that he put the whole people together, half of those people are under the age to vote. So that's all I want to say.
Right.
But I want to talk about the chief, though. He's got to come up from hiding.
Well, we'll see if we can pull him out. I got to hold you there, though, Gilly.
You
have a good day.
You too.
And I will say that the fan base for Taylor Swift is not. It's hard to pinpoint or categorize. It's hard to say, you know, here is the prototypical Taylor Swift fan, because I know people who I would think would never want anything to do with popular music, but they still love her work because of the themes, the stories, the lyrics that she tells in her songs. So they might not listen to mainstream music, and that's the thing, is I feel weird saying mainstream music when talking about Taylor Swift, because she's a combination of so many things. Like, she's a pop star, but she's not a Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera style pop star from, you know, the early 2000s. When she wants to be, she's Dua Lipa. But also, she's just as much Liz Phair when she needs to be, to use some 90s references. She reminds me a lot of Tori Amos. So
it's no particular genre, even though the albums might be listed or the music might be listed as a particular genre. It's literally genre busting. So it has a widespread appeal, and it is, you know, people from 8 to 80 who are fans of her music, and people who might not have been voters in the past, people who might have said, you know, I don't need to get involved in this. It doesn't interest me. But who have now been motivated to at least pay attention. And they might not all be Kamala Harris voters just because that's who Taylor Swift is voting for. And I've said before, celebrity endorsements don't matter. They matter for one thing, fundraising. That's what it's all about. If a celebrity gets behind you, other celebrities get behind you, and other celebrities donate money. That's the only time it really matters, when there's a celebrity endorsement. No election is going to be won or lost based on any particular entertainer speaking for or against a candidate. The closest that we would ever come to that is Taylor Swift. And it's not going to make a difference. So I did think it was kind of interesting how, you know, the caller called up yesterday and the first thing he said is, you know, a billionaire is out of touch with America and doesn't represent what the rest of us feel like. But yet he's voting for the billionaire. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Yeah, Friday on my mind, and it's already here. So we had the caller that mentioned before, Bill O'Reilly going off on Donald Trump. And not bad, Oak Bluff said that he didn't really go off on Trump. He just seemed to be more annoyed with what Trump has been focusing on. He said that O'Reilly was urging Trump to shift his focus away from inflammatory statements, including recent attacks on Taylor Swift. He was on News Nation's On Balance and said that Trump's comments about Swift are detrimental to his campaign. In addition, O'Reilly said Trump's controversial and widely debunked claims about Haitian immigrants eating pets are also harmful to his bid for the White House. And, you know, I'm hearing more about Republicans who are coming out and saying the same thing. Like, just stop with that. Stick to the issues. The problem is as somebody who likes to mix it up, as Donald Trump does, it's hard to mix it up on issues. It's easier to mix it up on rhetoric. And that's what sells to the people that are giving him that instantaneous response. It's a pro wrestling tactic. So you heard the Outrunners just join us. And instead of coming on as themselves, the people behind Truth and Turbo, and saying, well, you know, we've been wrestling together for 15 years because we went through wrestling school together and saw something in each other. And, you know, now we get to travel together. No, instead they were in the gimmick. And Donald Trump, for better or worse, is in the gimmick. He's being who he is and who he was that got him voted in the first time. And if you don't like it, Republicans, you emboldened it in the first place. So there's...
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.